Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a great Friday, a good Friday night, whatever you're doing now. I hope you're cool. I hope you're safe. I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour. You want to hear a cliche? You ready for it? Time flies when you're having fun. That's what I do. I just have fun. That's all I'm doing. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York. We got people calling from all over the country. People are calling from all over North America. Hey, what's up, everybody in Canada? I need a caller from Mexico City. Come on, we got a caller in Mexico City. Call up 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A busy night, a busy day. College. Oregon, Washington, joining the Big Ten in 2024. They helped start the Pac-12 almost 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago. Now they're leaving. Shame. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, they're going to the Big 12. Man, we got Big 12s and Big 10s and Big this and Big that's, and they got 16 teams in it. Since when does 10 equal 16? Since when does 12 equal 16? We got a Pac-12 that has four teams. Terrible. Change is inevitable. We talked about Alvin Kamara suspended the first three games of the season. Punching that guy in the head, beating him up in Las Vegas. Anthony Davis gets a contract extension. We talked about that. And, oh, yeah, the Hall of Fame game. Not the Hall of Fame game. That garbage was yesterday. But the actual induction is going to take place on Saturday. We got a few more hours, man. Should be a lot of fun. Rondé Barber, Joe Klecko, Joe Thomas, Zach Thomas, DeMarcus Ware. Hey, Shep, is DeMarcus Ware going to sing again?
I hope so.
What do you want him to sing this time?
Good question.
America the Beautiful?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Why?
Because he should have been first ballot.
You want that man, that grown-ass man singing Aretha Franklin song?
I wouldn't mind. He's not going to be Aretha when he sings it. No one is.
No, I don't need to hear him sing anything.
That's what I would like to hear him sing.
Okay. He'll have a... I'm sure you can get AI to have him sing it. You could. You really could. Don Coryell also going in. Joe Klecko. Ken Riley. Zach Thomas. I'm probably forgetting somebody. Sorry. That should be fun. I'll watch the highlights later on Saturday. So we had a busy night. We got a bunch of callers here. We talked about Johnny Manziel and his documentary dropping on Tuesday. I talked about my time and my great time at AVP Volleyball here in Atlanta. Atlanta landlocked as hell, but we got sand. They brought sand and they played volleyball. I loved it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a bunch of people here that want to talk to me. I don't know what they want to talk about. I have no idea, but we're going to find out. Let's go to Nova Scotia and talk to Mark. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. First, I want to give a quick shout-out to Mauricio. I got to say, I've never felt so much nostalgia for the late 1980s and early 1990s NFC East.
Yeah, Daryl Green and Mark Bavaro. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a child again. It's great.
Do you? Oh, that's good.
Anyway.
Yes.
In all seriousness, though, I want to talk about that AD contract. And, it's wild. And, yeah, I'm going to try some jokes out. It's not open mic night, but I'm going to try some jokes out.
Mark, do you have me on speakerphone?
Oh, do I? I hope not. One second.
You calling me on from command center? What is this?
Oh,
we don't have
better?
Time. We don't have time to be put on. Hold on, Mark. We'll get back to you if you can still wait. Can't he put me on hold on my own radio show? You can't do that. What does this look like? Jason is calling from Indiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jason? Hey, Jason, you're live on the radio. What the hell is this? This is Friday night. Are people drunk? Let's see, Jimmy from Maryland. Maybe Jimmy is he's okay. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah. Good morning. You know, I think the NCAA, I think they dropped the ball on this whole realignment stuff. Because I think, you know, now there's only four power, not five. The Pac-12 is done. You know, but I think in 10 years, what's going to stop all these conferences from just merging?
Nothing.
Into
I said nothing. It's going to happen. We're going to continue to see consolidation.
Yeah, you know, I just think it's going to. And, I know you say change is good, but, change happens.
I didn't necessarily say change is good. I have continually said, I said change is inevitable.
But the NCAA, I mean, maybe they could still do something now, you know. They had all these draconian rules back in the past where you couldn't do anything, athletes couldn't make any money. Not with the NIL. I mean, it's going to be like a minor league sport where, I mean, there's already students graduate transfers where athletes are not even students anymore. They're graduate transfers and they can play. That's all they do. You know, so that's essentially a pro. If you're getting paid, you're already a pro. You know, and the NCAA, they have no leadership. They never have. You know, and
now they don't give a damn. But I'm not prepared to say that first, calling them student athletes and withholding pay, not allowing them to make pay, and now that they make money, I wouldn't say that they are now pro. They should have been able to make money from the get-go. And I agree with you. This is something the NCAA, and I said this earlier on in the show. I'm not sure if you heard it. A lot of what we have here is because the NCAA basically try to be a hoarder forever and try to hoard everything, hoard power and hoard money. And now that's been pretty much blown to shreds, now it's a free-for-all. And whether you are a conference, a school, or a quote-unquote student-athlete, it's a land grab. It's basically someone had you in a playpen and move the playpen, and now you're free, and now you're ripping everything apart trying to survive. Yeah, man, it's unfortunate, but it's what it is.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any, Yeah, I mean, the sports are going to survive. I mean, there's too much money for it not to survive. You know, but if fans are going to have different allegiances, you know, to whatever school that you had to. I mean, it's not going to be the same anymore to how it is now. You know, it's not the same how it was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, but it's going to be completely different.
Hey, there's going to be a different audience that's watching 20 and 30 years from now, Jimmy. Let's keep that in mind, too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Jerry, thanks for taking my call, man. Good job.
Thank you for calling. I love hearing you out. No doubt about it. Hey, let's go to Illinois and talk to Michael. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, he's talking to himself. Frankie's calling from Foxborough. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Foxborough, that's right. JR, I'm a huge fan. I've got to give you mad props. I've listened to a few people come in and sub. Thought maybe it might be worthy, but I've heard you call me a jackass. I've heard you call me foolish. And every time, JR, you've been dead on. I'm over here in Foxborough with a contingent of musicians and a few athletes. And one of them played tight end at a very high level. Your thoughts?
Hold on a second. Hey, Shep. Is something going on Friday? Probably, right?
Something tells me this isn't Frankie in Foxborough because...
We're talking about people
in general. Got it.
People are drinking, right? Is that what happens?
I think that for maybe that has something to do with it. I want to give our callers more credit. I would say the majority of them actually bring something to the table every single time they call. I do think there sometimes on Fridays, more so than the alcohol, I think people just get nervous. With this guy in particular, though, I know we're talking about people, but with this guy in particular, I think he's a good caller. He's got to stop with the your thoughts. Like that's
you
can't go to that well every single time, Frankie.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, because he does it every time. He'll make a good point, and then it sounds like he's being sarcastic and a little bit of a smartass when he goes back to you and says, "Hey, JR, your thoughts." Like he's trying to be silly with it. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, I'm a your thoughts guy. That never means to be sarcastic. Never my game. I just always like to bring people into the conversation. Your thoughts.
Well, who's in the conversation? Hold on. Who is he talking? Is he talking to me or you or people? Who is people?
But Frankie, this is the JR Sport Brief. It's JR's show. It's not yours.
Well, he's not here right now.
Okay, like JR can say your thoughts. Like, but it just sounds like you're trying to host, Frankie, and that's not your role in this particular dynamic.
No, that's not what it sounds like. No? It sounds just like somebody's Friday night bored out of their mind.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
But I think Frankie's actually an intelligent guy. Okay, met with a rapid response. I know where JR stands.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
David from California, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Just got off work, driving home, and just want to talk a little Niner football.
Go for it.
I was just kind of curious because I placed a Super Bowl bet, Kansas City Niner, they just got to appear in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I just kind of wonder about this Nick Bosa thing here. You think this will be taken care of by a season start?
I would assume so, man. What do he have, like 19 sacks last year? He's holding out. It's costing him some cash and some money not being at work. I think they'll pay him.
Yeah, I hope so. Because, you know, I kind of like to see my bet come true here.
Man, I'd worry more so about the quarterbacks than I worry about him showing up to work.
I think Brock Purdy is going to be okay. Because, you know, if you look at Debo, his average passing yard last year was like 4.9. So they don't really push the ball down the field a whole lot. I think they'll be okay there. It just matters staying healthy.
Well, that's the thing. And I also want to know what happens with Trey Lance. I don't know how far down the future that is, but I think ultimately they're going to move him. It's just a matter of when.
I think by week 4 or 5, he's going to be traded.
Damn, week 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a little pie in the sky. How about we just say, hey, somewhere, some guy's going to get hurt, and they're going to put him in, or they're going to trade for him.
I think somebody's going to get hurt, and they're going to end up trading him.
Yeah, I think so, too. We agree. Thank you, David.
All right, thank you. Keep up the good work. Enjoy the show.
No problem. Yeah, piece of cake. James is calling from Yucatan. Hey, James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hello. Hello, JR. Hello, JR.
Hello.
So I'm calling from the Yucatan area, you know, and I just want to say about Tommy Pham that just traded to the D-backs.
From the Mets.
You know?
Yeah, I know Tommy. Yeah,
from the Mets. And what I saw is, like, he could be, like, the next prodigy. Even if he's 35, he could hit well. You know, it could be like a
prodigy is someone young and exceptional. He ain't going to be no prodigy now.
Sorry. But okay. The thing is, he could be good on the D-backs and help him go second or first. Because what I saw, shout out to my boy Kev, he from Arizona, and I told him, and he saw, like, that D-backs had sucked for, like, a long time.
Yes, they
and
have.
I'm like, okay. Like, okay, so how about Tommy Pham? Tommy Pham will help him, you know, because what I saw is that he's a great batter. He's a great batter, and there's no negatives about him except for that one really? Padres incident, you know?
Okay. All right. So what do you think? You think Tommy Pham is going to do what?
He's going to do is that he's going to help the – I'm forgetting my words right now. But
it's okay.
He's going to do
right. – Who?
But I want your opinion. I just want to say
I think the Diamondbacks are going to be they're probably not even going to make the playoffs.
Probably, but Tommy Pham, if it don't work for the team, he might work for himself, you know? Just for the stats.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, James. What you doing for the weekend?
No, I'm from the Stewart crossing. It's from Utah. It's very cold out here. And also my bros, they also listen to your radio a lot.
Oh, well, you tell them I said what's up, okay?
Hey, bro, he said what's up. Yeah, I just told him, so okay. I'll see you later, JR.
All right, peace out, James. Thank you. All right, okay. All right. Hey, Shep, I'm hitting 3 home runs against Bernie Williams tomorrow, okay?
And still throwing bases.
Yes, they have 3 home runs, 3 stolen bases, and all that good stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about conference realignment. We come back from break. No, I ain't picking up the phone for a minute. We're going to talk about a potential change in the NFL. Don't move. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
If you end up in Oregon, I'll look me up. I'll try to connect. I got to buy you a beer, man. You keep my nights going on the weekend.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I like Oregon, too. Not downtown right now, though. Not downtown. 855-212-4CBS. I'm just getting ready for the weekend. What a busy, busy weekend. Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I got this Bernie Williams softball game I'm going to play in. 3 home runs, 3 stolen bases. I got it, Shep. Don't worry about it. Sunday morning, the U.S. Women's National Team, they're back at it. This is do or die at this point. You got Sweden and the United States of America. I hope the U.S. wins. If not, they coming home. No gold. There's a fight tomorrow. Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. It's not necessarily Errol Spence and Bud Crawford, but I ain't watching that fight. Trying to Shep, am I missing anything? A SummerSlam in Detroit. What's up, everybody in Detroit? Am I missing anything, Shep? What else is going on?
You got the World Cup. You got everything.
You got the World Cup. You got NFL Hall of Fame. You got WWE. You got fake boxing, entertainment boxing. What else is possibly going on? I have no idea. I should know, right? I'm the sports guy. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony is calling from Ontario. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, JR. It's good connecting with you again. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
So that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. Today or Saturday is going to be probably, you know, one of the more monumental days when it comes to sporting events for the summer 2023. So my question to you is this. You have UFC Fight Night. You have Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz. And then you have SummerSlam 2023. And Jake Paul's brother, Logan Paul, will be one of the headliners of that show. If you had free tickets, free airfare, and free accommodation to each of those three shows, which one would you choose and why? I know you have your softball game, so I'm guessing it's kind of none of them. But, I mean, hypothetical. I will hang up and to your answer and keep on the great work, my man. You're one of the good ones. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Appreciate you. If I got to choose between Jake Paul, the WWE, and what was the other one, Shep? What else he asked me? Oh, UFC?
I'm too busy answering phones, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The phone's been ringing off the hook tonight.
Yeah, I know. People are drunk. UFC, WWE. And what's in UFC, WWE? And Jake Paul? Well, not Jake Paul. No, thank you. If I'm going to watch anything fake, it's going to be WWE. And then UFC is all the time. SummerSlam is like once a year, right? I go to Detroit. And what happened, Shep?
No, it is once a year, yes.
So I'd go see that. Like UFC, am I wrong in saying that it's diluted? Like there's UFC every Saturday. Like and what's the biggest? And I know some of these dudes in Israel Adesanya. I had him here in Atlanta in a studio. Poirier was here in the studio. I've interviewed Dana White before he was publicly, you know, smacking his wife. I can do it, but just, damn, I've spoken to a lot of, I've talked to, Shep, now that I think about it, I think I've talked to almost every major UFC fighter. Even the legends, my main man Frankie Edgar. I've spoken to Conor McGregor. It wasn't a pleasant conversation.
How about the OG?
George St. Pierre?
Oh, he's one.
I've interviewed George St. Pierre.
Chuck Liddell.
Oh, Chuck Liddell?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did I talk to Chuck Liddell? I've spoken to Chuck Liddell. I don't know if it's been on the Iceman. I don't know if it's been on camera.
You ever speak to Ronda?
Rousey?
Yeah.
No, I've never met Ronda Rousey.
Wow.
She lost. She lost quite a bit. Does she count? She still counts.
Well,
right?
She was losing a lot. Holly Holm certainly got the. No, you're right.
I am. Take it easy. No, there's somebody listening. That go. He's just being disrespectful.
No, in fairness, like she, like once we found out she was not invincible, and Holly Holm kicked the you know what out of her. Like she was nowhere to be found. She was nowhere to be found
confidence.
Again. She was once invincible. Yeah.
Yeah. Confidence. Yeah, now she's play fighting for money.
Yes.
Now. And she's probably going to leave that soon, too.
Nunes is pretty good, too.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, see, now you made me think. I don't believe I've spoken to any of the female. No, that's not true. I've had to have spoken to somebody. I probably just don't remember. Yeah, but no, man. UFC, they got so many damn fights. And I ain't watching Jake Paul. If I could go get on a plane somewhere, I'd go to SummerSlam, okay? Put my feet up, watch these dudes jump around in the ring and whatever, and then I'd leave.
Well, you know who might be there. I know you've interviewed him many times, and I know
at
you
SummerSlam?
Both have. I know you both have tremendous respect for
somebody
each other.
Somebody might be at SummerSlam that I know.
Yeah, very much so. And I'll give you a hint. He goes by the name of your name as well.
Jim Ross?
Yes.
Why would Jim Ross be at SummerSlam?
Why would he not be? He's a legend.
He doesn't work for that. He doesn't work for them.
Well, he used to. I mean, he used to work in that genre, no?
But he works. He works for the competitor now.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it.
He ain't going to be there.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Oh, Jim Ross is my guy.
He's the best, man.
Oh, my God. Jim Ross, and this is, it doesn't matter if it's professional wrestling. Jim Ross is one of the best storytellers and promoters that I'd say that we've seen in the world of entertainment. I know that sounds crazy, and maybe you need to learn more about him or read about him. You can listen to him. He is an excellent storyteller. And to know his business acumen and working with talent, it's not professional sports. We all know this. It's still entertainment. It has some degree of athleticism and how he has sat down. And he is just an excellent broadcaster. There's a plan. There's a rhyme. There's a reason to go ahead and sell the product. And he has been excellent at it. So a shot when Jim, we got to get, I'll reach out to Jim and we can talk to him before his Sooners get going. So I'll make note of that. Have Jim Ross come on through. He's amazing to talk to.
Never heard one negative thing uttered about Jim Ross.
Everybody, yeah. He's a cool, straight shooting dude, man.
Yep. Yep. Reminds me a lot of a guy like Mike Breen. You just never ever like okay, perfect example. Passed away a year ago, I think, to the day, or might have been a year and a week ago. Vince Scully. You just never ever hear one negative thing about any of these people. And we're talking about incredible bodies of work, not just in their sport, but what they did for, honestly, like so many charitable organizations, so many philanthropic and like ventures. Like, these people are incredible. Jim Ross belongs in that category too.
Oh, yeah, now Jim Ross is the guy. What a nice guy. What a nice dude. Sometimes I go, man, you too damn nice to be working in wrestling, but he loves it. He loves it. I mean, I think it dates back to his family. I mean, my grandfather used to sit and watch it, and I had no choice. If I wanted to hang out with my grandfather, that was what was on the TV.
Right, right. I mean, those are the days.
Like, yo, there's Hulk Hogan and there's Andre the Giant.
Right, that's right. That's right. And Jake the Snake, right.
Jake the Snake. Oh, man. Have you seen that guy? Oh, my God.
No.
He's not looking too good.
Yeah. A lot of them
aren't
looking too
good. There's so much that they could not get away with today on wrestling. They had a wrestling pimp. Do you remember that?
Not in terms of his occupation, but in terms of what his nickname was, I'm guessing. Right.
No, he was. His name was the Godfather. He was a wrestling pimp.
Oh,
he was a good pimp, though, if there was such a thing.
If there was such a thing, yeah.
He came out to the wrestling ring, and he came out with right. ladies. Well, and they didn't call him ladies, okay?
Okay, so he was Leonardo DiCaprio in tights. Got it. But, JR, I mean, you've played this clip multiple times now.
Oh, and Vince McMahon bark like a dog?
I mean, this is the CEO. This is the guy who writes the checks for this multi-billion dollar enterprise.
Right.
And he's talking about women and comparing them to dogs, and not just and that seems serious. I mean, that wasn't fun. Like, that was like a legitimate, like, this is a hot blonde and I'm going to compare her to an animal.
Oh, he made her bark. He told her to bark like a dog.
It's terrible.
Yeah, he did. I mean, is that it? Well, I know this sounds awful, not to compare. Do you think that's the worst thing that Vince McMahon has done in his life?
I think it's one of the worst things that has been caught on camera. There's no doubt in my mind that this person is one of the most ruthless, cutthroat, sick, twisted individuals that has ever been in a leadership position. And God knows, people in leadership positions have been getting away with far too much the past 50 years.
Well, Vince McMahon wrote the playbook.
Well said.
He had, you know what, in one thing, in one show, I think he had Jim Ross kiss his ass, for real.
Oh, jeez.
He was in the middle of the ring. I think he had Jim Ross kiss his ass, I think.
I mean, I'm not to do a complete 180 with Vince McMahon here. I do like that he paid proper homage, and I'm sure you watched him a lot with your grandfather, to Ric Flair, in Ric Flair's last time in the ring. So he
really?
Sent him out the right way. I'll give him that.
Ric Flair has wrestled like 20 million times after that, because he can't retire.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I don't think Ric Flair is he invincible. Didn't he die that one time and came back?
I mean, he's the nature boy for a reason. I mean,
how much you think it's how much alcohol can is the alcohol keeping him alive?
He's probably there's a certain Keith Richards that would make that claim, but I think Ric Flair, you can make a legitimate argument, is the most influential wrestler in the history of the sport.
Influential?
Yeah. In terms of his reach, his longevity, his impact on wrestling,
sure.
can mention Hulk, you can talk about Cena, you can talk about The Rock, you can talk about Savage. Like,
is Stone Cold Steve? You can't Stone Cold
He's
Steve
up there,
Boston.
Sure. Undertaker, yep. And I'm sure I'm omitting a couple people, but...
The Rock?
I don't think any The Rock short certainly in terms of Hollywood box office, but I don't think anyone has had the reach and the scope and longevity of Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is like he's like Snoop Dogg. You get what I'm saying? Like he's just there. He's there. He'll be there forever, and he's somehow, some way, he's always going
to
be relevant.
Yeah, but Snoop has yet to be over the hill. He's still relevant. He's still got it.
Yeah, but that's I'm saying Ric Flair. How old is Ric Flair? In his 70s? He got to be 70, right?
Easy 70s. Easy.
70-something?
Yeah. He's around the age of Hogan, and Hogan's, I believe, 72, 73.
See, but nobody cares about Hulk Hogan anymore. Where's Hulk Hogan?
Well, you know, when he did Bubba the Love Sponge wrong in the manner in which he did.
Oh, yeah.
And then mistreated.
Was it racist stuff he was saying?
Well, with his daughter's boyfriend at the time.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying he doesn't want to be around certain kind of people. I mean, that was disgusting.
Right. Yeah. So, but Hulk Hogan is not relevant. Like Ric Flair, Ric Flair. Like I wouldn't be surprised if I turned on the Hall of Fame tomorrow and Ric Flair sitting in the audience wooing. You know, he's just everywhere.
Right. You know a guy that we have not brought up yet in terms of the most likable person in the history of wrestling. R.I.P. to this guy, by the way. Ooh. Mean Gene.
Oh, Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. Mean Gene. Yeah. Yeah, I met Howard Finkel.
Okay.
Is Mean Gene? No, wait. Yeah, Howard Finkel. I met him before he passed away. Now, he had a voice. Oh, my God. Howard Finkel had a voice. Just blowing up Madison Square Garden, Howard Finkel. He had an amazing voice. I'm surprised he didn't do more outside of WWE, but he loved it. So, you know, what can I say? Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to more of your calls before we roll out 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, my daughter listens to you every night. She's got a radio next to the bed.
I don't get to listen to you often, but I'll tell you what, when I hear it, you're a gentleman. You never cut anyone off. You never back down. You're an excellent sports jock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, Enter Sandman, sending me into La La Land. Yeah. I wonder if Mariano, I think Mariano's going to be at the game tomorrow. I hit a home run off of him, Shep, I will.
That's another guy that no one has anything negative to say about.
Yeah, nobody. Until I hit a home run off of him.
Well, maybe not.
I'm going to hit a home run off him.
Watch. I can't wait for Monday.
I'm going to be leadoff. I am.
But the Yankees should do a Judge.
Do what? Sit him down?
No, lead him off.
Just
walk him all the time.
Yeah, well, you don't have no protection. What can I say? No help in the lineup. No help in the lineup. Anyway, so much. We're going to have to get into this next week. This NFL rule change that the NFL is reportedly looking into with the kickoff. I want to talk about that next week. When I get back on Monday, obviously, Team USA, the women's squad, we will know whether or not they will have advanced or not. We'll be able to look at the Hall of Fame induction. So if anybody says anything worth anything, which I'm sure somebody will, we'll be able to play that for you. And then we're going to get closer to even more NFL preseason games. So things are starting off great here for the weekend. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Let's try to get on as many people as possible. Let's start off. Dominic calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having a great show. I just want to ask you real quick on this new Pac-4. What's going to happen with the rivalries when the person, you know, the teams had a chance to win the conference, like UCLA versus UCLA, I mean, and USC on Thanksgiving Day, and, you know, the other rivals, Arizona and Arizona State, as they dilute these conferences, how much of their fan base are they going to lose nationally? I mean, we would pick up a TV and watch those games at night.
Nationally,
if the conference is meaningless.
Nationally, wouldn't you say the majority of fans watching have some type of association with the school or the region?
They do, but I just think it gets diluted because there's no championship among those teams where they play with their major fan base. It's gone. It doesn't excite me as a sports fan and a former agent and a longtime sports fan for 40-some years. It's just becoming pathetic, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think different strokes for different folks. There's going to be people who agree with you, and I think there's going to be some folks who just don't care.
Yeah, it's just difficult to take. And, you know, we got, 15 teams in the Big Ten. It's not even – why are they calling it the
16.
Big Ten? Why don't they call it the Big 18 or 20 or whatever?
Yeah, it's 16 of them. Yeah, well, Pac-12 is four for now. Yeah.
Right. They're just messing up, my personal thing. I just think they're going to lose a lot of the fan base. They're going to lose a lot of the rivalries. They're going to lose a lot of what people watch those games for. When they don't have any, you know, if I'm a Penn State fan or I'm a Delaware fan, whatever I am, it's like there's no interest now because there's no championship in those conferences with those teams. They're all over the place.
Yeah, right. That's factual. Well, they're gonna make their money, Dominic. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Napa, California. Shout-outs to everybody listening out in Napa, KNBR. Hey, Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR, great show. Appreciate you having me on. Just want to disclose off the top, I'm stone cold sober right now, unlike some other callers. But I did just open a nice glass bottle of Chardonnay from Opus One Winery.
Opus? Oh, that's good stuff. Okay.
Oh, that is good stuff. Hey, I just wanted to chime in on that wrestling, conversation there. You know, a lot of the stuff they put out there, you know, Vince McMahon and the, you know, he called it the Kiss My A Club is what he was doing out there, and how they portrayed the women back in the day. How they've come a long way, and it's really no different than what's, you know, in movies and, you know, rap videos and stuff like that. And, you know, I just wanted to say that being a WWE fan, watched it since I was a kid. You know, it's good to see the evolution of it and how it's come. And you always get your money's worth. And I too would go to SummerSlam if I had those three choices.
You don't miss the wrestling pimp?
Yeah, you know, the Godfather was good. He had his ladies out there. And if you take it for face value, hey, it's great entertainment. Same reason you go to a movie. You know, you want to walk out of there and go, hey, I was entertained. I know it's not real, but I walked out of there, got my money's worth. You know,
hey, Shep, the guy would walk to the ring with ladies, and he would tell his opponent, he's like, listen, you could take the ladies and leave, and if you don't, I'm gonna beat your ass. That's what the wrestler did, and he was a wrestling pimp.
Boss personified, yeah.
And you know what? That got him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, the Godfather. Right. Hey, thank you, Mike.
Hey, thanks, JR.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Chef, he's in the Godfather's in the Hall of Fame because he was a wrestling pimp and he brought out hoes.
Something to strive for.
Hey, Vince McMahon's Hall of Fame, a little bit easier to get into than Canton. Let's just put it that way. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia, hopefully not on speakerphone. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Thanks for having me back, JR. I hope I'm loud and clear. I want to go back to this AD contract, and it's really reassessed my strategy for career advancement. I've been, you know, my strategy has been just to work my ass off and show up every day. Right. And that's clearly not working out. So on Monday, I'm going to go to my boss and just say, you can pay me the same damn amount, but I'm only going to show up for 6 months every year. That's all I got.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Yeah, well, when you grow to be 7 feet and can hit a jump shot, you know, let me know if your leverage improves. Ben is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you doing, JR? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks.
I want to elaborate about this Jonathan Taylor request for a trade from Indianapolis.
Okay.
And the possibility of him maybe landing in Miami, you know. The situation is kind of different between Dalvin Cook from Minnesota, because Dalvin Cook's a free agent and he wants a certain amount of money. But Jonathan, on the other hand, is looking for a trade.
So what? Is that you a Dolphins fan?
Yeah. What gave it away?
What would you trade for Jonathan Taylor? And then how much you got to pay him after that?
True. Now, what I was thinking of was, like, do you think we have Mostert, Wilson, A-Chain, and I believe Ahmed at running backs right now? Maybe trade two of those and a future draft pick, possibly. Bro. I mean.
Oh, my God. And then pay him? That sounds nuts. Like, I'm giving up two running backs that I have and a first-round pick. What type of imprint is Jonathan Taylor going to have on the Dolphins? Is he going to help them win a Super Bowl by just acquiring him?
I mean, speaking with the talent they have right now, it's not far-fetched. I mean, it's not unrealistic.
Well, who is the last –
he's a top-five running back.
Ben, who's the last running back to send a team to a championship? Who's the last running back?
Corey Dillon, New England Patriots. I mean,
I'm glad you're joking. We got to go back like 20 years.
But what I'm saying is, you know, the way our offense is set up and everything, I mean, he would be like a nice counterpart to have to go a Waddle Hill and
It'd be nice, but it wouldn't be. Let me trade two players, a first rounder, and then pay him, I don't know, $12, $13, $14, $15 million. That sounds like a recipe for disaster. I mean, we got Derrick Henry, who has basically been the Tennessee Titans for the past several years. He ain't going to no Super Bowl. So what makes you think that bringing in Jonathan Taylor is going to – it's a quarterback-driven league, man. That's why this dude don't have no leverage.
It's true, and I understand the market for the quarterbacks has dropped dramatically. I mean, it's depreciated like no other position.
All right.
Well,
Ben, I gotta leave. The music is going to come on. It's going to make both of us shut up, okay?
Gotcha. You have
good
a good
luck,
night, man.
Good
Love
luck
show.
To your Dolphins. I think they'll be okay. They'll be like maybe second best team in the AFC East, okay? Maybe.
I'll take it, brother. Have a good night, man.
You too. Thank you, Ben, for calling from Miami. Nah, man, you don't want to trade for Jonathan Taylor? That's tough. Hey, listen, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. I'm going to be back with you on Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Let's see if I can make it through Bernie Williams' softball game. I'm hitting 3 home runs, 3 stolen bases. Damn it. And part of that is going to be stealing home. Hey, Chef, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jared. I wish you good luck, but you don't need any this weekend.
Well, thank you. You have a great weekend as well. Much love to everybody listening all over the world, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done. I'll catch you Monday night. Dave Smith, he's coming up next. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.